because I'm not, clear to put it. It was reported to me on the day that I came in to see you.
That.
The Justice Department, or that Silver was told by Dean, that Lydia Hunt told him, Dean, that they had burglarized the office. That was not a Watergate situation from which I had recused myself.
That's right.
That was an Ellsberg case.
That's right.
I had responsibility.
That's right.
The only thing that was important to me was that under the Brady decision, the Supreme Court, if any evidence was obtained by the government that they could have used in the Ellsberg case, that would have been illegally obtained evidence, and we have a duty to report that.
Yeah.
We are not even permitted to conduct an investigation to determine whether we got it.
But in this instance, of course, as you know, one of the reasons, as we were discussing that night, and I had discussed it with Peterson on the phone before, in this instance, that's the whole tragedy of it. No evidence was obtained.
That's right.
There was no evidence.
That's correct.
There was no evidence, and that's why you hadn't reported it.
That's right. And also, we...
So what I mean is this, the question, obviously, that would come into the mind of any of your successors, anybody else would be, well, why in the hell did the Justice Department have such evidence? Why the hell did they sit on it?
That's a good question.
Huh? And the point is, you didn't have any.
Yeah.
And that's why you didn't turn any over.
That's correct.
And on the other hand, you thought just the report that there had been a burglary should be reported to the judge. We were bending over backwards.
Well,
wasn't that wrong? What it was?
And the law you have to do the next thing, Mr. President, I need to give you a practical problem.
There's one thing saying that we need those.
We have two memoranda chasing around my department for, by this time, 10 days, unbeknownst to me.
Yeah.
One similar to Peterson disclosing what his unnamed source, I.D. Dean, said. And another one from a guy named Martin to Maroney, the deputy assistant attorney general, saying that we looked through our files and we got nothing out of it.
And so we actually went through our files.
Well, they made a complete check to see if there was any evidence given to the Department of Justice as a result of that burglary. They discovered that there was none. As a practical matter, in my opinion, with nine people, I counted up having possession of these two.
We did exactly the right thing.
My dear friend,
and I want to come out
and we were sitting on our ass on that.
Yeah, well, I want you to make it clear that if you would just be sure to tell Elliot that Dean had been saying a lot of things about this and that you were checking them out. That's what happened. For 9 days, you checked them out.
Yes, sir.
You'd been checking them out.
I said that. And
then the president, the president, he said, turn it over to the judge.
I've had two press interviews since the Burns put this thing out, and I said, I came and told you, and without any hesitation, you said, give it to him. I also said that the reason why it took 9 days was we wanted to make a thorough check to ascertain the fact whether we had any such information. We did not. That's what Peterson brought to my attention.
All right, you covered it then, but I guess what Elliot didn't know that I didn't have any information. You understand?
Oh, well, I told him that yesterday.
Elliot got the impression that Dean had told me this in March.
Oh.
I don't know when the hell Dean mentioned so many goddamn things when he's around here about Ellsberg and the rest. I don't know. By the way, the deal about the Hunt Living, that I don't even have the slightest thing, but I just... But what he always said was that the Justice Department had it. But he didn't have it. Dean didn't have it.
My department didn't have this before he told Silbert on April 16th.
That's what they've done.
Well, by God, I'm sure they didn't have it. If they did, then somebody was very goddamn derelict in their duty over there. I'm sure, Mr. President, the Department of Justice learned that
they had it
signed on Sunday, April 15th.
I think they had it, sir.
You do? Well, in fact, somebody is.
I think Peterson had it. I think Dean has a thing about Peterson or something, but my information is that Peterson, understand, I only did, because I asked her when I say that Dean was floating around this charge. Floating around this charge. And that you had it, and it was investigated. That Dean was floating around the charge that they had broken in. Then it was investigated. As soon as you completed your investigation, you would inform me. So forth.
Well,
and also,
to my knowledge, Mr. President, Dean told that to Silver on Sunday,
yeah.
15th.
Yeah.
Silver wrote a memo to Peterson on 16th. Peterson investigated it, came into me, I came over to you, and
submitted it. Yeah, that's the record. As a matter of fact, when I talked to Peterson,
that's my knowledge.
When I had talked to Peterson, and I had several talks with him in this period, I said, I think you should know. I said, I want you to know. When he was ready to question Hunt, I said, Hunt was working on some national security items. I didn't know what national security items. He was an elite operation. I said, in your questioning of him in your questioning of him in the grand jury, you can go into anything you want, but you must not go into national security, which of course is my responsibility. He said, I understand. But station